Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, here's some news. Our own and Carborough's Georgia Ann Eubanks has completed the third and the last in her Literary Trails of North Carolina series. And the latest book is now in the bookstores. And so if you follow her travels in this just released Literary Trails of Eastern North Carolina, you'll have the most enjoyable and efficient survey of authors and literary connections in that region. But here's a confession. One of my favorite parts of her books and this new one, it's the descriptions of the places where literary connected people eat. And here are some of those connections. In Raleigh, Eubanks remembers the old Ballantine's Cafeteria as the hangout for writers. That's gone now, but the K&W Cafe has taken its place, at least for some writers, and one of them, Kim Church, set her short story. It's called Cafeteria Lady, right, and sets it at the K&W, and here's one of the quotes. She checks my drinking glass. Sweetened? She asked, in case I want refills. Yeah, it makes me want to go over to the K&W. Well, Hillsborough's Jill McCorkle remembers Candy Sue's Cafe in her hometown, Lumberton. The popular barbecue and seafood restaurant in Newton Grove, that's on the way to Wilmington and Riceville Beach. It's called Eddie's Cafe, and it's a part of Eric Martin's first novel called Luck. Well, did you ever wonder how you could get to see best-selling author Nicholas Sparks? Well, he and his family often eat at Baker's Kitchen in New Bern, where Eubanks recommends the French toast. A poet, Cheryl Floyd Miller, gives, according to Eubanks, a rhythmic appraisal of the beverage of choice at Rouse, a great place to eat up in Weldon, in her poem, The Way of Carolina Tea. Here's a short excerpt. Tea, juice we could afford, bags of caffeine, boil them twice, southern sake mama poured, tea into Tupperware gourds. Well, up in Jackson, that's Northampton County's seat, is connected to author Mebane Holloman Burguin. There, Eubanks suggests the Embassy Cafe, where town folk trade stories and fill up on fresh seasonal vegetables and various delectable treatments of chicken and pork. In Duck, over on the coast, Eubanks tells us about Paper Canoe, a restaurant that is popular with the locals and which sometimes serves, Eubanks says, what else? Barbecued duck. The Sunnyside Oyster Bar in Williamston has been described by two Chapel Hill authors, Lucia Peel Poe in her book Roanoke Rock Muddle, and Bland Simpson in his travelogue Into the Sound Country. According to Eubanks, this one-of-a-kind restaurant serves only steamed oysters, shrimp, clams, and crab legs. The sole side dish on the menu is steamed broccoli with cheese sauce, unless, Eubanks says, saltines and beer qualify as sides. Well, Sunnyside nearly closed in 1991, but devoted patrons came to the rescue, and it's open in the months that contain the letter R. Well, we could go on and on, but one more. In Little Washington, Eubanks quotes poet John Hoppenhalter about his favorite place to eat, a quick stop at Food Lion for beer and whole wheat buns, then Hog Heaven for pints of barbecue, baked beans, and slaw. Well, that's it for your literary and eating tour. Thanks, and lots of congratulations to Georgia Ann Eubanks on her new book. This is D.G. Martin.